This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast. We see how long we can hang on, and then I bring my decade-plus years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. Our website is podcastrodeoshow.com, and today we're looking at Mind Stretch with Fletch, and I'm a little worried because I see an Anchor logo on the artwork. But hey, let's not do that. Let's keep things positive, all right? The description from our good friends in Apple Podcasts says, this animated web series and podcast covers topics like science, philosophy, spirituality, music, movies, and more in an introspective and comedic format as an effort to help expand global consciousness. Then he has his website. Gotta tell you guys, Apple hates it when you put contact information in your description, just for the record. MindStretchPodcast.com. Fletch is a conscious observer that has been around since before time as we know it began. He exists outside of time and space with the ability to observe and interact with other beings along with living as any form of life he wants and remembers his experiences. Okay. At this point in history, Fletch is trying to pass on what he's learned over the eons to help stretch our minds. Become a supporter of this podcast at anchor.fm/mindstretchpodcast/support. Yeah, I'm going to remember that. Forget that. First of all, you're sending people again outside of Apple. They really hate that when you do that. And what's odd is Fletch has asked us to review his promo, which is only 2 minutes long. So if I can't hang on for 2 minutes, that's pretty bad. But this is listed under comedy, so we'll make with the comedy right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Here we go. Well, that starts
abruptly. Hey, everybody, this is Mind Stretch with Fletch, talking about what I know nothing about. And I'm fixing to tell you a little bit about myself. Been around a long time. Longer than this universe. Longer than lots of other universes. Let's say I didn't just fall off the turnip truck.
Right.
As you can see, my mind has formed so many neural connections over the eons that my brain eventually grew right out of my skull. You see, consciousness is eternal. It's our unique perspective that separates each of us from everybody else.
Music's
where
a little
I come
loud.
From, we understand that biological suits come and go, like a fart in the wind. But that ain't us. We're all an observer. We have a memory that's aware we exist. It continues to learn and evolve for all time. For some reason, I can live as any form of life I choose, whenever I want. Well, I've been a spider, a mountain lion, a forest,
you
a man
me.
Bear pig. Hell, I've even been a bacteria many times. And when I'm not chilling in a body, I'm able to observe and interact with any beings I want outside of time and space.
Sure.
I remember so many experiences, and because of this, I want to help everybody discover, question, reflect on, and understand more about what's really going on.
I'll have what he's having.
Perspective. And that's what this show is about.
Right.
I'd be covering all kinds of ideas now. I don't have all the answers, but I'm full of questions. I'm going to be just telling stories, making observations, and sharing adventures that may stretch your mind. Sometimes, it'll make you laugh. It okay. should at least make you think. But if your mind's all closed up tighter than an ant's pooper, you might just get your britches all twisted for a spell, but that's all right.
Uh-huh.
The key is to keep learning and thinking. Never assume that you know everything.
Right.
Because then you're about as useful as a steering wheel on a mule. A great thinker named Socrates was once asked, what makes you so wise? And he said,
man, this is
I
wrong.
Know that I know nothing. Now, this obviously wasn't literally true. He was talking about what he knew compared to all the information out there, and the fact that he really knew nothing, only what education, experience, and logic had taught him. So, even though I do have a few thoughts about things, I really only have one oar in the water. No matter what I say, do your own research and make up your mind for your own damn self. I'm just throwing out some ideas, trying to shake things up. And if you can't stand the nuclear fusion, then get out of reactor is what I always say.
Right.
All right, enjoy the journey. And if you're up for it, see you on down the road.
Yeah, as a promo, does this make me want to listen to your show? No. It reminds me a bit of, like, later we're going to get together and try to sync The Wizard of Oz with Dark Side of the Moon. I mean, really, it's like, what? It's a long promo. And what's in it for me? Like, hey, in this podcast is for this kind of person who wants to do blank. If you want to laugh or I don't know, I just about halfway through, you're like, I've been a bean in a cornhole of a mind's eye of a pig on a zebra. And I'm like, it's like bad Dr. Phil. Don't give her a wet willy with your penis. You're like, what? It's like, what? So it's just kind of weird. The anchor thing with them putting in the background music, you know why they do that, by the way? So it doesn't sound so crappy. The audio actually wasn't bad. I found the music a little loud, but okay. I just had to like focus on what you were hearing, but I would shorten that bad boy up. And on today's show, we're going to talk about blank. And then if you're going to expand my mind, like, okay, today we're going to talk about, I don't know, what's something controversial? Men's rights and the fact that men are getting screwed in the court system. There's a great movie on Amazon called Red Pill. While we're at it, let's talk about women's rights and the fact that they don't get paid squat and they don't get the same chances and blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, let the caca fly. I didn't follow you. It wasn't, there's a great book called Story Brand. And if you confuse, you lose. And I don't know, to me, how about, hey, we're going to stretch your mind. Like, did you know that blah, 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 la, 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 la? That's the kind of stuff we're going to talk about. Cause you went into the whole, I've been a bean and an atom and I'm a germ on the backside of life's little Tupperware bowl. I'm like, what? So I didn't get it myself, but you're on Anchor. I'll put a link out in the show notes, podcastrodeoshow.com/254. I did a whole video because people kept saying, what's your beef with Anchor? And I'm like, well, besides the fact that they don't have a business model. And yes, I know they were just bought by Spotify, but they're still bleeding money. And so if you want to see that, podcastrodeoshow.com/254. I go through the whole thing. And what I need to do now is make a video on how to switch to another media host now that you figured out that Anchor owns your stuff. But you know what I don't own is your ability to go over right now to that's the weirdest transition ever. Podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the Fiverr button and you are in complete control of ordering a review. It's only $5. There is no upsell. Want a full review? Go to podcastreviewshow.com. You will get myself and Eric K. Johnson, a 30-year radio veteran, and we go over every single inch of your podcast, and we do it live with you right there. It's like two podcast consultants for the price of a half. Check it out, podcastreviewshow.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you that there is always room for improvement. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.